Are you tired of Bitcoin hogging all the glory? You heard it right. Bitcoin's great, right? But have you seen the huge potential explosion waiting to happen in the altcoin market? I'm talking life-changing gains, folks. This could be the change of your lifetime. Breaking free from the 9-to-5 grind is potentially a reality, and you can live the life you've always dreamed of. But with all of those altcoins out there, where do you even begin? Well, don't worry, I've got you. In this video, I'm going to reveal the top 5 altcoins you need to be watching right now. These altcoin projects with real-world use case and a dedicated community that, you know, have the potential to potentially moon like you've never seen before. So buckle up, hit the subscribe button, tap the notification bell so you never miss another video. Let's dive in to the altcoin revolution that you don't want to be missing out on. Let's go. So we're going to start here, and I'm going to start with the obvious one, and that is Solana. Now, why would I highlight Solana right now? I think that there's many reasons to, but the main one is all around the narrative surrounding real-world assets and the potential opportunity for huge gains for ETF projects or altcoins that haven't got their ETFs yet. I think Bitcoin, you know, not many people managed to really get on that before the ETF stuff was announced. Ethereum, we talked about that before the Bitcoin spot ETF was approved, that we said that it was going to be inevitable. That was the time to be getting onto it. We went on to also highlight the likes of Solana and a few others, which I'll come on to in a moment. But Solana is one that I think is, you know, really getting prepared for a 2025 spot ETF. So you got some time to do your research and dig into this one, in my opinion. Solana ETF next. Hope spikes as Ethereum ETF countdown ticks on. So look, there's lots of media people talking about it now, lots of outlets, highlighting the fact that Solana could very well be the next, you know, ETF, altcoin. So, you know, we need to be aware of that, right? It's now up 5.34% at the time of recording, $169.98. Obviously, this is a pre-recorded video for when I'm traveling to Paris with BitGet. Do check out BitGet, link in the description of the video, up to $10,000 in bonuses for signing up. So definitely worth checking that out. But what I would say is Solana is right up there, and I have personally been positioning myself into Solana. The next one's going to surprise a lot of people, and that is Ripple's XRP. Again, a few reasons why I select this one. And again, I am personally looking to allocate more funds to this particular project. The SEC lawsuit is on the verge of, collapsing is the right terminology, but ending nonetheless. Not only that, I think that, again, like Brad Garlinghouse has come out and said publicly, it's probably inevitable that in the future, sometime in perhaps 2025, you will see a spot ETF for XRP. And I think this is really likely to happen. Unlike a lot of other altcoins, you know, there's real big institutional players involved in this particular project. You know, you just have to have a look at who's actually partnered up with XRP. So look, there's going to be a lot of people that hate on this. Tell me I'm wrong, but ultimately I do have a proven track record of predicting the moves of this market very accurately. I would go as far as second to zero. There's nobody that's predicted this market like I have. I called real world assets back in 2020. I called the AI trend in 2019, and so on. So, you know, look, there's lots to be talked about. You've got XRP ETF, Ripple CEO fuels ETF speculation, again, talking about it being inevitable and so on. You've also got XRP overtaked Bitcoin in South Korea, right? And a lot of people, they don't tend to look at the narrative outside of where they're actually based. And that can be a mistake. There's different parts of the world see things differently through different lenses. You've got Ripple settlement hopes push XRP volumes above Bitcoin in the South Korea. Just mentioned that. So, you know, XRP is up 5.83% at the time of recording at $59.07. Great moves for that. You know, we bought, you know, just as the lawsuit was made public, you know, a few years back, and got some really good deals. Now, another one that, you know, will surprise a lot of people, Near Protocol. I think, again, for the institutional exposure that this one's got, I think it's going to do really, really well. Again, just around the ETF, you've got the first ETP for Near Protocol native token. That's already launched. Not only that, you know, the likes of Grayscale have got exposure to this particular project. So definitely one to be all over, in my opinion. It's up 4.92% in the past 24 hours at $6.37. Definitely want to be all over this one. Moving on, and we've got Filecoin, decentralized storage network designed to store humanity's most important information. Really do like this project. It's not my favorite in the storage space, but ultimately it's a good one. So yeah, definitely one to be looking at. Grayscale, again, have got a fund dedicated to this particular one. And I think anything that they've got exposure to should be stuff that we're looking at. This one is currently up 5.99% at the time of recording at $4.72. I do like AR. I do think Arweave is a really, you know, great project that has huge potential as well. But yeah, you can't discount Filecoin. Again, another great project. Moving on to the final one that I want to talk about, and this one is one that I'm really, really passionate about, and I think a lot of people aren't really going to understand the value that this one could actually go to. This is Chainlink. It's up 3.46% in the past 24 hours at $14.10. Again, I think this one's a really, really good investment opportunity. You know, oracles are required in everything, right? I think that this will get a spot ETF, but real world assets, as I mentioned at the start of the video, is a sector that I think is going to really blossom. It's going to be a trend, a bit like what we've seen with AI, artificial intelligence and machine learning, where we saw like this huge, you know, growth in that sector. I think we're going to see a bigger growth in the real world asset sector. We're talking about, you know, commodities like, you know, metals, precious metals. We're talking about property, you know, land. We're talking about everything ultimately being tokenized and put on the blockchain. So for me, you know, this is something that you shouldn't be sleeping on. The requirement for oracles for on and off chain data in the real world asset space is a huge requirement, and Chainlink are the leaders. They are ahead of everybody, in my opinion. So an ETF for Chainlink, I think, is inevitable in the future, probably 2025. It's probably not one of the very next ones. But real world assets is going to be a huge, huge sector. You got, you know, the creator of Chainlink talking about real world assets being the next big trend in crypto. Again, I was telling you about this back in 2020. And you've also got Larry Fink, head of BlackRock, also talking about tokenization of real world assets and it being a huge sector. They've also, Chainlink, completed pilot to accelerate fund tokenization with JP Morgan. Again, just so integrated with the institutions already, it seems to me like a no-brainer. So these are my absolute solid picks for altcoins that we should be looking to research and potentially invest in. Obviously, I'm not a financial advisor. Treat this purely as entertainment purposes only. Go away, do your own research. Never invest more than you're willing to lose. And know that investing in crypto, you do risk losing all of your money. Hope you enjoyed today's video. If you did, hit the like button, subscribe, tap that bell, select all the notifications so you never miss a video. Jump in the free Discord, link in the description of the video, and have more meaningful conversations with us in the Discord. Take care. And I'll catch you in the next one.